As we welcome you to the Tulip City Softball Showdown, as we are just about 20 minutes away from your opening pitch presented by Dutch Mill Supply, I'm Andrew Schneider alongside Wynn Veenstra. It's Pella versus Pella Christian. There's a ball hit well in the left field over the head of Theowisi, and that's off the base of the wall, and our first run is in. And that is Claire Brofart pulling into second base with an RBI double, and it's 1-0 Eagles.
They've got the fat part on the bat again, and not enough to get it out of here, but landed right at the base of the wall, and the outfielder was not able to come up with it.
But she's in the dugout. We're here. This one's smoked by Theowisi to center, turning around Egri, and that'll get all the way to the wall. The relay throw comes in. It's close at second, but not in time. It's a leadoff double for the Dutch as they try to get on the board. That ball poked down the line. That's trouble. And Pollock will make the catch on the run, but that's going to be easily scoring Ekoff.
You want to take the out, but if you let it go, the runner's still standing at third.
Sacrifice fly RBI for the second consecutive inning. This time it's PC, and it's 2-1 Eagles. The 1-2. Wissy hits it up the middle. Harrell will take the safe play this time, and a run will score. The Dutch take the lead on the RBI ground out by Theowisi, 6-3. And they've got the hitters they want up to try and tie this game, but if DeYoung can get through them, advantage Dutch heading into the final six outs. There's a ball smoked into left, and that's off the glove of Wissy. If she's able to get to that win, the run doesn't score. Instead, it's a single and an error, and we're tied up again.
Yeah, it was a hard-hit ball. One hop right in front of her and went off her glove and past her, and that allowed the runner to score. And
that is,
Agri's in, and now we're tied up again.
3-1. Ground ball up the middle of the short. Sheckles throw across is in time for the out. And what a play for Sheckle, who's had a tough night defensively. She will get it down, and the Eagles will not get the go-ahead run home, and the Dutch will have a chance to win it in the seventh. DeYoung really choking up on the bat here. And she will set up outside, and she'll get the strikeout. Big pitch made by Alexa Dunsbergen, and we are headed to extra innings. Tied at 3 here in the eighth inning. The 1-0 is grounded over to Sheckle. She'll knock it down. Throw across is, safe at first. I'm not sure.
I think she was, but it
was
close.
Really close. Bang-bang play, and the Eagles take a 4-3 lead.
She may have pulled her foot off the base.
And that could be the call, too. But either way, safe is the call, and that's where two base umpires, he's over at short. He's still got a better look maybe than we do. But boy, that was close.
Yeah.
And now it's 4-3, advantage Eagles. That's a ground ball to second. And Blink has problems with it, E4. Throw around, two runs will score.
Yeah, but that's
the out here at third, but two runs more will score on the costly error, and the Eagles take a 6-3 lead.
The 1-2.
That's a ball hammer deep to left field. That ball is gone, and we are tied. Kiki Reagan, 6-all. 1-0, Dutch are a run away from their third straight conference win. Eagles trying to get us to the 10th. There's a ball hammer to deep left field. It's carrying well, and that ball is gone! A walk-off home run, pinch hit by Dixon, and the Dutch are walk-off winners.
That ball was right down the middle of the plate, and she did not miss it.
I said it earlier in the game, Wynn, there's nothing quite like a walk-off home run. And it's Katrina Dixon that'll send the Dutch home happy. Your final score, Pella 8, PC 6.